Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to Jake in Tennessee. He's with his grandfather visiting for the summer. The boy's on Adderall. I guess he's respecting his daughter's wishes and keeping him on it. You got to be very careful when you come off those, though. Basically, this is in the documents, they develop a bunch of mind control drugs, and it's got the similar molecule structure to angel dust. In fact, it's classified in the serotonin reuptake inhibitors are classified as more dangerous than LSD. That is more toxic in their molecular structure. You just take a larger dose of LSD, and it builds up in the brain. Then it causes other problems, and they always increase the dose. The average person on psychotropics in this country is on 4 drugs. The average foster child is on 7. Some Texas foster children are on as many as 17 drugs. The children, after 10 drugs, begin having seizures, and they go on seizure medication. And it's a form of eugenics. They actually murder the children in Texas and many other states with the drugs. It's a whole formula. And it's so evil, I can't even describe it. That, by the way, was on WOAI-TV, a great report, and very in-depth. We already knew all of it, but it was all in one spot. About 3 years ago, there was a WOAI report dealing with the entire spectrum. And it's hardcore, folks. Hardcore. Friday, we're going to be having an hour and a half special. It's tomorrow with Aaron Dykson here about how eugenics went underground, what they set up. Going back to what's your grandfather's first name, Jake?
Bruce.
Okay, Bruce. You guys are calling in and you're just telling me your grandson's on this and your daughter put him on it at 5. Anything else you want to add? Or?
Well, he's not on it right now, not while he's with me. And
Slowly off of it? Or?
Well, you know, I don't know what she was doing in the past. She said she hadn't given it to him starting the summer.
Okay, so I was just guessing that he was off of it. Okay, good. He's still on it. Okay.
We've been using some herbs to detoxify him, and he has been making some progress. But there's been a lot of symptoms. He can probably tell you some of the things that he feels.
Well, let me just tell him something. You watch TV, and it hypes your brain up even more. If you don't have good nutrition, Jake, they want you to get in trouble. They want you, you know, and then they'll start picking on you and singling you out, especially when the school learns you're off drugs. They actually tell them to go after you. You beat them by being a good boy. You beat them every day when you get out of that concentration camp that's a public school. You beat them every day when they don't get you in prison. You beat them every day when you're clean cut and do what your mother and father and grandfather say. You read books. You go hike around the woods. You find good friends. You get into sports. You don't play video games or watch TV. And you start doing push-ups every morning, seeing how many more you can do. You can build up to like 50. And let me tell you something. They want you to fail. Okay? They want you to be bad. So you win by being calm, by taking a deep breath and realizing that Jesus loves you and that you're going to defeat them by being good. And you got a good grandpa getting you off this stuff. Anything else, Bruce?
No, that's about it. I appreciate the kind words, and I'm sure Jake will take them to heart.
Jake, are you listening to your grandfather?
Yep.
I mean, do you realize that the government's run by criminals and they want to hurt you? Okay, yep. It's called eugenics. If your grandpa has a computer, he can show you and maybe give you some lessons on that. Learning is actually fun. The stuff you get at public school isn't really learning. That's why you don't like it. Learning is actually fun. It's interesting. And I want you to find out about, do you know who Adolf Hitler is?
Yeah.
Our government trained him. Okay, and in his book Mein Kampf, he said he was trained by the U.S. and the British. Okay, he and the same people that created Hitler run America, and they actually want to hurt you, Jake. Okay, so understand that you beat them by being strong. You beat them by growing up to be a strong, hardworking man who raises strong children yourself and who loves his wife. All right, so tell me that you're going to be a good boy.
I'm going
to
be a good boy.
Good. We'll be right back.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order is making its move. We got our backs against the wall. They've drawn first blood 1,000 times. We're fighting back. Thanks for joining us. Ted in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Ted. Come on down. You're on the air. All right, he's got his radio on the background. Let's let him go. Chris, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Hey, Alex. I'm calling from West Bank, B.C., Canada.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. It's nice to be on your show. Question about Ron Paul. In the media, they've been showing a lot of people are switching from being registered with Republican or Democrat to switch to independent, and I think that's something that needs to be addressed because, from what I understand, for Ron Paul to be nominated or to win the nomination, he has to have Republican registered voters supporting him that way. Is that true? Is that being confirmed?
Well, that's in the Republican primary. He needs people to register as Republicans so that they can vote for him in the primaries. But then in the general election, you can vote for whoever you want.
I understand. So then the key to making sure he wins, what are the keys? Like for the American people to be able to contribute and help out with their voice that way, with their vote.
Well, let me let you go and answer that question. It's a very good question. And I mean, how do you win elections? Well, that's a whole ball of wax there, and there's a million different angles to it. But basically, this is how it works. Okay. The media is not running real candidates. The government is not running real candidates. There is, at the top, no two parties. There's one party, and that's of minions of the New World Order. And they are running McCain, Giuliani, all of these dead horses in the race by design so that the Democrats can run unopposed. They just exchange power, they pass power like a baton in a relay, and they're running a relay against us, the American people. And then they wrote books about it, and they brag about it, and we've got their own documents. It's Quigley, Georgetown documents. You got in the New World Order's own documents. It's just admitted. It's plain to see for anybody who watches. They vacation together. Fox News is behind Hillary. Murdoch, Roger Ailes, the Limbaugh's boss, is behind Hillary. They're advising her. It's completely staged. Mary Madeline works in the White House. Carville works for the Democrats. I mean, they're married. I mean, it literally is a marriage. There's no better way. Like, they fight occasionally, and they squawk, but they got joint bank accounts, and they're in bed together in every way. And they have horrible little evil children called different agencies and different laws and abominations and tax schemes against us. It's a family of evil. They're a family. I mean, that's all you can describe them. And so first they tell you Ron Paul can't win. They try to ignore him. Then when they have to cover him, they say he's not going to win. He's a loser. And then he starts showing up in the polls, and these are even scripted polls, where they know where to call certain areas, certain phone numbers, certain demographics. They've got computers that show this. If they want to show a certain thing, he didn't show up in any of the polls. Then it turns out that, it was 57 different polls, and he'd been included in three. And he showed up in all three, but with one percentage point. If you don't include somebody in the polls, but you include other Republicans who are getting zeros, and you have the example of this taxpayer union of an Iowa didn't invite Ron Paul. Then he called and said, I want to come. And they said, no, you can't. Then they lied and said, oh, no, we never invited him. He just didn't call us. And then, of course, he has an event and she has triple the people they do. Okay, there's no interest in the Republicans they're running. They're all a bunch of anti-gun, anti-America trash. Every one of them, except for Ron Paul. They're a joke. They're an absolute and complete joke compared to Ron Paul. And So they were telling you 3, 4, 5 months ago that McCain was the front runner, remember? Well, that's because they knew he was an absolute dead duck. Republicans weren't going to vote for him. So they were telling you the weakest candidate was going to be the winner. And then when he kind of fell back, nobody bit into him. At least, they weren't getting any traction on fooling people. They said, okay, it's Giuliani, and they put the Penguin up there. And then everybody found out the Penguin was anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-socialism, and on mafia bank, mafia connections, toll road, foreign company bankrolls. So his number started. Firefighters came out and said, we hate him. So he starts plunging. Then they go, okay, Fred Thompson got serious cancer, never planning to run, can't even hardly give speeches, bumbling around. And then find out the Bush family's behind him. That came out in mainstream Tennessee news. They're bankrolling and all. Just as a complete front. I mean, he might as well just work for Hillary. He probably does. Okay, so now he's out there to make you get excited about the party and play in the false left-right paradigm and go to the theater, basically, and have suspended disbelief and buy into it. And there's this dark horse spoiler, Ron Paul, that comes into the midst of this. He gets supercharged support right here in the Patriot community as a placenta, as an embryonic nutrient center. We literally give him half his support in his first quarter of the campaign. This show alone, I'm so proud of you guys and girls out there, everybody, all the people out there. And then he quadruples that in the next phase, which isn't even over yet, goes supernova 100 times, he said, on that Face the Nation with Stephanopoulos, 100 times what he thought he would get. I mean, even if he was getting 1% of the support he thought he would get, he would still be in the growth rate credible going into the election. He has now close to a year, okay, not quite a year. And with current growth rates, he is assured. Okay, Las Vegas has said he is assured. Now enter the wild card. We know in the big leagues that if there's big money riding on something, they don't own the whole baseball team, but they own a few of the key people that are going to try to throw it. And we're seeing some really bad pitches. We're seeing a lot of people not hustle too hard to catch that deep ball ball out in left field. That's the Diebold machines. That's the systems. And then people say, well, how do we fight them then? You know, oh, we got to give up. Well, if you're just going to give up, it's over. I mean, we got to have such numbers where it shows that the exit polls show one thing in New Hampshire, but that this shows another. We have to continue the educational process. Just because it's a rigged game, we don't have a choice, folks. We've been thrown out here on the gladiatorial field. You got all the yuppies picking their noses and everything else up in the bleachers. Okay? But we're on the field. We're the American people. And we're out there with Ron Paul, who's our champion right now. Okay? And he's a great champion. He's a good champion for us. Couldn't ask for better. Okay? He's a 74-year-old champion out there on the field with their gladiator who's got full armor, a huge battle axe, and a huge shield. And again, all Ron Paul's got is maybe a hammer, a club. It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a choice. We're on the field. Have you figured that out yet? We do not have a choice. They're coming down on us. They're pushing us. They're attacking us. They're pulling the social engineering on us. We have to fight them, and we have to fight back hard. And you don't just get behind Ron Paul. You get behind any other alternative candidates in your city, your county. You need to run just so you can get the experience. Maybe you don't win the first 3-4 times. You go, you speak at all the candidate forum meetings. You speak in front of city council. You get a local access show. You call up, you get yourself on 3 or 4 local radio shows. They want guests. You get on there and you talk about issues while you're on there. Maybe some of you are middle class or wealthy and you got money. Put some of your own money into it. Your country needs you, folks. We're in deep trouble. But if we make a big showing and take action and get really aggressive, even if Ron Paul doesn't win but gets a lot of attention, the New World Order is going to think twice about martial law and FEMA camps. They're going to think twice about tyranny. They're going to think twice about completely tanking the dollar. They may leave a little value in it, just a little. So you got enough to live on, maybe. You see, if you give in to them and you just lay prostrate on your back and say, okay, you're going to rape me, go ahead and do it, Then you're an easy target. Maybe the whole neighborhood's going to line up and rape us. No, we're going to fight. We're going to claw and scratch and kick and bite. We're going to do whatever. We're not going down without a fight. And, folks, when you got the attitude of you're not going down without a fight, you just get past your fear and go, you know what, I turn loose. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not worried about dying. I mean, I have to think about, hey, I'm not worried about dying or being imprisoned or being set up, which those three things, there's a statistical probability that will happen to me, you know, someday. But I've just committed. I mean, it's worth it. I've made the decision. All you got to worry about is your slack-jawed neighbor. Maybe you'll find out that bug-eyed neighbor actually cares and is afraid but never spoke out. They're weak followers. They need to see you lead first before they're going to stand up and become educated. You don't have as much to lose as I do, or as much to lose as Ron Paul does, or as much to lose as, well, who else is there, I guess, at that level? A few others, maybe? Who would they be? The point is, I mean, I'm asking, who's more on the forefront? Ron Paul. He's at the tip of the spear now, folks. The very tip of the spear. And he said on air, yeah, he goes, yeah, looks like I'm going to get the nomination, you know. They killed this person, they shot that person, they did this, they did that, yeah. Yeah, they'll probably come after me. But that's just the way it is, folks. If they blow Ron Paul away, and believe me, he knows that. I've talked to them off air, too. That'll just water the tree of liberty. We don't want that to happen. We want him to have security. But he doesn't right now. He just walks around openly, shields down, ready. Just committed. You commit yourself. You just say, this is the way it is. I'm going to fight you, and let's go. You came here looking for a fight. You came here looking for war. You came here thinking you were going to take this country down. You think you're invincible, you bunch of chicken neck technocracy twits. You're going to lose. Period.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 12, 2007, gold 664. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 685.44, 338.20 for half, 169.10 for quarter. That's 685.44, 338.20, and 169.10. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world.
Welcome back.
Well,
all right, let's go to who's calling from Washington? Shirley, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, so good to hear you. It sounds like I'm going to get an Academy Award here, but I would like to
extend a few plaudits, Alex, my brother. First of all, to my future POTUS, Dr. Congressman, American Surgeon, Mr. Paul, he is so absolutely right about the military-industrial complex in the mafia that is the medical and pharmaceutical professions. I would also like to tell Mrs. Sheehan, you go girl. And I know that nobody does this in public, but I would like to do it. One mom to another, if you will allow me, sir. May I?
I don't know what you're going to do, but go ahead.
Okay. Mrs. Sheehan, I am sorry you lost Casey. And I love you to bits. And you're a beautiful lady. Thank you. I would also like to say to Aaron Dykes, you're doing a wonderful job on eugenics. And I would also like to say to Jake that you don't let anybody mind control you, sweetheart. I grew up in the 50s in Michigan when Mengele and, you know, the whole Cameron and Mengele were going...
That's right. Ewing Cameron for the U.S. government along with Mengele in the U.S. when the Nazi hunters chased him out, he went to Argentina. But it's on record. He was here running the operations.
Sure he was.
A very good government.
I would like to say to Jake and his grandpa Bruce, you guys, you stand proud. Everything Alex said to you a half hour or so ago is so true. They want to hurt you, Jake. They want to hurt you, Grandpa Bruce, and you don't let them. You have your own self-esteem, and you stand proud. Everywhere in Scripture, our Father says, and I don't want to sound melancholic here or dramatic.
That's fine, man. We're going to move on in a minute, so go ahead and finish up.
Okay. I don't want to sound melancholic or dramatic, but I would like to tell Grandpa Bruce and Jake, you stand proud. You don't let anybody... make you think that you're less than you are.
Well, that's what they do, and I appreciate your call. It's great to hear from you. No, that's what they do. And, I mean, these are hardcore, dangerous drugs. Their molecules are more dangerous than the illegal narcotics and hallucinogens. But they give them and force them on our children. I mean, it's all out in the open here. We're going to be playing audio clips tomorrow where they brag about it, by the way. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Canada. You're on the air, Joe.
Hi, Alex. Greetings from Edmonton, Alberta, in the Dominion of Canada.
Welcome.
Hello?
Yeah, I was just saying, if I don't say welcome, then you say hello, hello. So I said welcome.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Then you say hello. But it's okay. I'm just trying to... And then I get accused of interrupting, but I'm just letting you know you're on air. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I just want to let you know that... I've been listening to your show now since August of 2006. At that time, by the way, before I actually discovered your show, I was increasingly awake to the New World Order. And after being a regular listener to your show for about the last 11 months, I am almost in the throes of getting together with my friends and organizing an educational group to wake up as many people, you know.
Don't wait. Do it now.
Actually, yeah, that's what I'm going to do right now. And I'm seriously considering starting a phone-in radio show to...
Well, I wouldn't even do that, sir. I would start a website and then start an online radio show. Just do it online. You can add some phone-in thing if you want, but that's not 1/100th as effective.
Okay.
But what do I know? I'm just saying, you might want to do it that way.
And you know about the
360 and all those different sites that have the streams on them? I mean, it's easy to do.
Yeah. I just want to also add, Alex, this morning I was feeling pretty upset at the way that Canada, the United States, and the rest of the Western world are going. Like, I was just really cheesed off and upset with all the rudeness and the moral decay in society. Like, I was just about ready to throw a fit and throw things across the room.
That's good. You need to get angry. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to continue blitzing through your calls, hit some final news. You've got about 25 minutes in broadcast transmission time. Don't forget, we have a free podcast of the show each day that serves out free at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just click on the podcast button and then point and click, and you can put it into your playlist of your MP3 or iPod or iPhone. And you can also, more importantly, because you're obviously already listening, tell your email list, your friends, your neighbors, your MySpace account, your message boards about, hey, listen to Alex Jones Show, how you want, when you want, where you want, with a free podcast. 3 hours each day served out to you free. You can fast forward, rewind, go wherever you want. You can also, we restream it because people want that. We pay for it. We send it out to you. 21 hours a day. When the show ends at 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern p.m., it just restarts the show. You can listen at, say, 7 in the morning. You can listen at 9 o'clock at night. You can listen at 2 in the morning. You can listen whenever you want, however you want, at InfoWars.com. Not just when we're live. And also, this is the most important way to listen, AM or FM stations, because that's the number one way people listen in their cars or at work. And if you're listening to us in Tennessee on WBCR or KCXL in Kansas City or here in Austin, Texas, or on any of these stations, whether it was on KLBJ or Radio Free Austin, or stations in California or stations in upstate New York, just all of our affiliates, I want to thank you, by the way. In fact, I had some big station in Texas call, but they wanted to talk to me before they put me on. That was 2 weeks ago. I'm so busy I didn't call them back. I mean, I by the way, that's another thing. I have all these friends and family calling me. I can't call back. And I got all these old-time friends calling. I can't call back. And I'm sorry that I haven't been calling a lot of people back or responding to stuff, people I even know. In fact, I always go see my grandmother at least once a week. I haven't been seeing her, but maybe once a month. So I'm trying to finish this end game. It's so important this information get out. I mean, believe me, folks, I don't talk about this because I want you to go, oh, you're so great, you're so good. I want you to know I kind of flop around on air sometimes, why I sound a little punch-struck sometimes because I'm tired. I mean, it tears my heart out. I mean, I literally yearn to spend time with my family. I yearn to just go fishing and hiking and hunting, and I just yearn to, I just love to go out to some farmhouse for a month with a truck full of tents and guns and bows and arrows and oil paints and watercolors and toys and just hang out with my family. I literally dream about it all the time, folks, but I cannot stop. I don't think I'm even going to see my family today. I have to just stay here, and I'm going to do it. And I'm telling you because it's real, folks. They're going to bring in the troops. They're going to bring in the FEMA camps. They've built them. It's going to get real bad. We may be able to avert it, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I mean, if things stabilize and the New World Order even slowed down to like Clinton-era stuff, who I thought was the Antichrist, you know, I mean, I don't mean literally, but, you know, figuratively, I would take a month off. I'm serious, folks. You'd hear guest host here, I'd be gone. Because I'm burnt out. I'm tired of it. But I'm here because, man, we are right up on the edge. I mean, I'm serious. I just want to go be in the woods. I want to take long walks to the woods. I just want out of here. And it's depressing to me, too. It's buoying to see how good the American people are and the people of the world that listen to this show and how hardworking the average people are. Then I just see the nature of power. That's why Ron Paul is so good, because he's got a lot of power, but he's really a humble, good man. That's why people are attracted to him, too. He's scholarly. He's measured. But then I see people out there just in politics and culture. I actually get nauseous at trinkets and signets and logos of power and I and posing and dressed up. I've never been against dressing up. It looks nice, put on a nice suit. But now I'm starting to really see it as bad. It's all part of haughtiness and fanciness and I don't even know. I'm changing. I just got to the point, like I'm used to in our own movement. I try to have everybody on and build them up and try to energize everybody, but then still have them attack me because they're so jealous because I work harder than they do. I don't know why they're jealous. I'm at the front of the line to be cut down. And just in disgust, I've gotten to the point where I can't even stomach it anymore. You know, so I just go, you know what? Just stay away from me. Just don't call me. Don't talk to me. You know, I've told a lot of people that. And I'm not even saying these people are bad people. I just can't deal with it because they say you are what they are, you know. And I'm just telling you where my brain is at. It's the best of times, the worst of times. We're having great leaps against the New World Order. We are moving forward against the New World Order. You know, we are just exploding forward. But at the same time, I get more and more discernment, frankly. And I understand more and more, and I learn more and more, and I study more and more, and I just, like, I can't stop studying, I can't stop learning. And then I get on air, and I've got so much info, I can't even articulate it to you. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh, how do you give somebody knowledge that's taken 4 or 5 hours of study intensely every day for 15 years? And I guess then you got to study the knowledge of how to deliver information. Maybe I'm not good at that. How to put it together in little nodules, little pieces. But then I understand propaganda. I know how the enemies pre-program people and how they've changed shamanical lexicons and the use of words where we can't even communicate clearly with each other, myself included. And I see all the conditioning I'm under. And then I see all of my faults, too, by the way. It isn't just other people's faults I see. It's an introspective, retrospective. It's just so many things together. But I know this, we are part of history, and I love every single one of you that love liberty and freedom and righteousness and honor and decency and fairness and justice and beauty and goodly things. Because, I like good things. I like blue skies and green fields. I love to see people successful and happy. I rejoice in other success. And I go back to this. That is the essence of being successful. That is the essence of being fulfilled and happy, I've discovered. And I never understood growing up what drove other people. It was confusing to me. And now I realize that the majority of people, and that is the majority, are governed. Now, it doesn't mean that's everything you are, some of you out there, but I mean you are governed by envy, by enmity, by jealousy, by those things that make you feel inadequate. I look in people's eyes, they are so insecure. They feel so unfulfilled when you can walk out on your porch at night and stare into the universe. You can look at 100,000-year-old light that left the face of stars millennia before Christ was even born. You can travel into the mountains and wake up in the early morning with a hot cup of coffee and walk out and, you know, to a field. You can just go right behind your house into the woods in spring and see little lizards on trees and all different varieties of flowers and clover. See, that's jewels to me, not the trinkets you'd fight and die for to hang around your neck. I mean, just the incredible design in a butterfly or in a deer or in a fox I saw crossing the road when I was driving home at 3 a.m. last night. It's all around us, just how beautiful women are. And it's not even sexual. Like growing up and being a teenager, I looked at women as sexual objects. Why lie about it? That's the first way I'd look at a woman. Now when I look at women, I think about their grandmothers and their ancestors. I see into them. I just marvel at the spark in their eyes, the fire in their souls. I can't even explain it anymore. And I see happy, strong people. I see the beauty of healthy, happy children, the light of God in their eyes. And then I see a shaved head, tattooed, huge arm steroid cop stomping around. And literally, folks, he just rises up in me, and the alarms go off, and it goes, enemy, 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 enemy of old. My very bones, my very ancestors, my very genetics, everything tells me, enemy, 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 enemy of those green fields, enemy of those happy children, enemy of those beautiful women whose true beauty is their minds and the love that they have to offer. And the nurturing spirit. And all around me, I see the apparatchiks enslave our people and to hurt the innocents. And I learned of their plans, just the laying coldly, the plans to hurt society and enslave and do such despicable things because the elite are so envious and so jealous and so covetous of power that they would lay waste and dumb down entire populations, that they would take eugenics, not even according to their public claim of making the race better, which is a fraud itself, but to actually dumb down and enslave and control. It is so abominable to take your very species and vandalize it and to twist it and to put to the sword 200 million souls. To have to watch the films of dead children in Russia, dead children in China, dead children in Nazi Germany, dead children in Latin America. To know they line up whole villages, it's going on right now, and blow babies' heads off. Throw babies live on top of their dead mothers who've been raped and shot right into 3-foot graves and throw the baby in, still crying, laughing, and put dirt on top of them. I just want anybody with that spirit to know that we are going to get you. And your reign of terror and death and the stench of rotten flesh is going to end. Because whereas a lot of us love a good meal and a crackling fire and a good book and to pet a trusted dog on the head, that's what makes my soul grow, not black uniforms and piles of dead bodies and the mindless exercise of power. We must defeat the New World Order. And we must ask God to guide us in that great task and in that true work. And we must defeat evil with God's help. We must stand against it. If we won't stand, and if we won't be champions for God, and if we won't stand up for the light against the dark, then God will not move for us. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? We have to put the faith into action. We have to pick up the shield and pick up the sword. We have to march out on the field. We have to face down your preacher who won't talk about the real issues. You have to bring people out of that church, find a real church for people to join. We have to get aggressive. We have to take back the institutions. We have got to go into the schools. We have to go into the government institutions. And we are doing that. That's why the City Council of Austin is going to basically ban public speaking now before them and on any issue. They already restricted it. That's why the cops are saying you can't protest anywhere, you can't videotape them. Because they're already starting to get scared, and I wish they weren't scared. I wish they were still haughty and arrogant like they were just a year or two ago while our forces grew. Now they're more dangerous because the enemy is really starting to feel their power slip, and they already know they're going to be defeated, which is going to make them that much harder to beat, ladies and gentlemen. And they'll get their world government. They're going to kill a whole bunch of us, but in the end, they're going to lose. You have to understand that. That's the victory. And you have to know that right when you think nothing could stop them, and right when you think they've got total monopoly of power, is the moment that they are actually falling. I said I'd take your calls. I don't even know anymore. I don't even know anymore. You know, I get tired. I get irritable. I get nasty, too. But the key is I'm trying to be a good person. And I'm just in a mode of, come hell or high water, we got to fight these people. We got to fight them 110%. We don't have a choice. You're under attack. The war has already begun. Why stand we here idly? For our brothers are in arms. The next gale from the north will bring with it the resounding clash of arms. I don't know what course you're going to take. I don't know what you're going to do. But if you're not going to join us, just go from us in peace. Just at least get your smiling, yuppie face out of my face. And just forget that we were your brethren. And may your chains sit lightly on you. May they be comfortable. But they won't be. Bondage is not a happy lot. And so many throughout history who do go into bondage later wish that they would have stood up. That they would have gotten involved, that they would have spoken out. We can change history now. It's not a foregone conclusion. We can be given them the reprieve like Nineveh. But that doesn't even matter in the final equation. It's doing the right thing. If you won't fight evil, and if you won't push yourself in the way of the sword for the little ones that are being abused by this system, if you won't in this life do the right thing, my friends, you won't ever partake of the next. You're not alive until you submit yourself to the will of God. You are not alive until you step into the stream of humanity's great existence and humanity's immortality. An immortality that is threatened by this elite who seeks with the genetic engineering to destroy and break the very mold, the very fount from which we flow. Our ancestors are alive in space and time forever. We're alive in space and time now forever. And our progeny must have a chance to go on into the future without a pack of scum, a pack of control freaks, a pack of devils having their way. We'll come back with a final segment with some final news items, maybe a call or so. Stay with me.
magic. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon and my dirty red bandana. I sang soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers clapping time, I told Bobby's handyman. We sang every song that Javi knew. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy enough when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Yeah, I apologize to callers. We don't have any more time. I wanted to go to Austin, Seattle, and Alex in New York, and Paul in Vancouver, and everybody else. Call me back at the start of the show tomorrow, anytime, any of those five or six callers that are holding the longest, and tell them, and you'll go to the head of the line, okay? And no guests tomorrow, 3 hours, open phones. And a lot of news that we'll be covering. Let me plug a sponsor. I'm going to hit some final news here. Researched Herbs has literally hundreds of well-documented mainline herbs and nutritive products and different tinctures that are known for hundreds of years to have certain health and medical effects, nutritive effects, researchderbs.com. Check out their banner on prisonplanet.com or give them a call at 1-800-845-3841. They're great folks. And one of their best selling formulas is Live52, the world's best selling liver support formula. It's clinically proven to be very beneficial for detoxing the liver. An herbal registered drug in over 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, over 300 clinical trials and research studies. Approximately 2 million tablets and 13 million syrup bottles of Live52 are sold every year worldwide. And Live52 is a unique all-natural complex of multi-ingredient formulas, safe and effective. Folks, get Live52 today. The liver is such an important organ, the biggest organ in the body after the skin, and just the key to your whole metabolic system. 1-800-845-3841 or researchgerbs.com. And all our sponsors you can check out on the right-hand side of prisonplanet.com, all the main sponsors of this show right there if you missed that web address or phone number. And just in closing, before I hit this final news, certainly hope that you will go to prisonplanet.tv and get the 15-cent a day membership and watch the special edition of Terror Storm we just posted last night. There's so much news here, and I didn't get to a lot of it. I mean, look, I have this whole stack here. This is from sci-fi website, sci-fi technology, science and tech section. Taser XREP delivers wireless shock from 100 feet, and it's a big, huge, high-powered with four electric prongs that punch into your body that they fire from a shotgun. Well, this will kill you up close. And says the Taser XREP can deliver a wireless electric shock from 100 feet away, and from the looks of it, you don't want to be the receiving end. The neuromuscular incapacitator is the same disabling effect delivered from a wired Taser. You know they're going to use this on peaceful crowds, which trains the public and the police for the image of guys in uniforms shooting at people. So when there's a real Tiananmen Square and they're really shooting people in America with real guns, they already kill people with these things all the time, that nobody will do anything. Loaded into an ordinary 12-gauge shotgun, it's designed into a 14-gram package small enough to fit to your gun barrel, yet it can travel 300 feet per second. Yeah, that'll kill you. And the self-contained XREP wireless Taser round edges the shotgun barrel. Three fins spin out to stabilize it as it flies through the air. And what happens is they're going to have them all out there at these events with these, and they want to shoot them. And if somebody doesn't move out of the street quick enough, they're going to shoot people. And it'll be in the news. Well, the young college girl walked out of the bar, and they shot her in the face. She bled to death. The officer's been given a commendation. And he did, actually. The guy got promoted. Killed her real good, though, didn't you? All right, well, you know how the law of the universe works. You kill some innocent person, it's going to come back on you. I don't even like thinking about it, how bad your life's going to be. You wonder why your life's so rotten, you evil people out there? Your life is rotten because you're evil. All right, God bless you all, my friends. Thank you for everything you do, listeners. Thank you for all the tyranny you fight and the good you do, and all the support you've given us in our fight. I couldn't do it without your prayers, without your support. Don't forget the free podcast, the show, and then we restream it. And everybody out there, just get out there and redouble your efforts against the New World Order. And thanks to the great Genesis Network. Take care.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.